to start at the bottom of Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Let's just do get some background going into Lamed Tet. So there the Gemara says, Tan Hatam. We have a mission that says, Hadash Asur Min HaTorah. So here we're talking about really the issues outside of Eretz Yisrael. Even outside of Eretz Yisrael, Hadash is Asur Min HaTorah. Bechol Makom. Orla. When it comes to Orla, in Chutz La'aretz, it has a din of Halakha. That the Gemara will discuss what is it then. It means Halakha. Va'akilayim. Kilayim outside of Eretz Yisrael is only Asur Min Divrei Sofrim. So my halakha, the man wants to know, when it says orla is asur halakha in chutz la'aretz, what does that mean halakha? So I'm reading Shmuel Hilchata Medina, meaning that it's really a minhag ha'am, or it's a din d'rabbanan that exists outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ulam Rabbi Yochanan halakha, like we know in other places, means halakha l'moshe misinai. So Amalei Ugo, the Rabbi Yehuda, so Ugo says to Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlam al-Didi. According to me, it makes sense. That mean Allah Chalamosh Misinai. Then I explain the word halakha to mean Allah Chalamosh Misinai. Hanu Deshanilan ben Safek Orla, Safek Kilayim. That's why the din of Orla and Kilayim in Chutz La'aretz actually turn out to be different. Because I have different gradations of halakha. I have Midoraisa, Torah, then I have Allah Chalamosh Misinai, and I have Divrei Sofrim. That's not, we have a Mishnah that states, Safek Orla Ba'aretz Asur. Right, so when it comes to Safek of Orla in Eretz Yisrael, that's Asur, because we're talking about a Safek De'oraisa. So that's going to be Asur. This Surya, when it comes to Surya, okay, and this is areas that approximate Eretz Yisrael, like Aram Tzova, like David was Kovesh, but it was a Kibush Yachid, so it didn't take on Kedushat Aretz. Over there, Mutar. Mutar doesn't mean literally Mutar, but it says if it's a Safek, then it's Mutar. B'chutz la'aretz, when we're talking about outside of Eretz Yisrael, completely outside of these areas, Yored V'lokeach, one can go and purchase from a field, Ubilvach, lo yirena locates. And they have a field that has some sort of suffix orla in it, and because of that suffix, right, you can just go, someone selling stuff, right, fruit right outside of that field, you can just assume that that fruit didn't come from this field, or didn't come from the trees that had a suffix orla associated with them. And you can go ahead and buy what very meekul gabi orla. The ilu gabi kilayim, when it comes to kilayim, it's not. Kerem natua yerek, right, you have a vineyard that has vegetables planted in it, which is kilay akerem, right, the erek in kar chutzlo, and somebody's selling vegetables right outside this vineyard. Ba'aretz asur. In Eretz Yisrael, it's asur. We're talking about a din d'oraisa. So you have a suffix d'oraisa. It's the chomer b'asur. The Surya, again, you have suffix about the din d'rabbanan, that there were goats there in places like Surya, that they should have dinim like Eretz Yisrael. So over there, it's veiko is mutar. The chutz la'aretz, when they have chutz la'aretz, you'll read the locate. You can go down and pick, but here it doesn't mean you literally pick. Ubachlo yakod biyat. In that you can instruct or even see a non-Jew going down and picking out of this field, and then you can purchase it. So based on this, what do you see? That when it comes to chutz la'aretz, the din is actually different between kilayim and orla. But orla, we're more strict. It has to be outside the field. You can't see him picking it. You can't see him being involved with this field at all. He has to be selling it outside the field in order for it to be okay for you. Whereas by kilayim and kerem, we say that even if you go see him going down to the field to pick it out, it's not a problem. So you see there's a different gradation in the halacha of orla to kilayim. If that makes sense according to me, why say halacha the most misinai and dirabanan? So that's why there's a gradation in the din. El hidach, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, who says they're both dinei dirabanan, right? Nitnei, ozev zeh yored v'lokeach, ozev zeh yored v'lokeit. Meaning that the Mishnah should be consistent between Kilay Akerem and Orla. It said the same din. Either the din should be that you can buy from whoever's standing outside of the field selling to you, or you can have them go down and pick it out for you. But either way, the din should be consistent between the two. The fact that it's not shows that I'm right, that it means Allah Chalamos Jemesina. So Amarlei Shmuel the Rav Anan, Tni, Ozevzeh Yoreh Belokeh, Ozevzeh Yoreh Belokeh. Right, so that's exactly. Din Shmuel says to Rav Anan that you should change that, that you should amend the Mishnah to read either Ozevzeh Yoreh Belokeh, Ozevzeh Yoreh Belokeh. That's exactly what should happen. Marbrei the Rav Anan, Matni Lei. Marbrei Rav Anan actually had the Mishnah. You learned the Mishnah on the Kula. What does that mean, the Kula? Zevzeh Yoreh Belokeh to Babai Shalei Kod Biyad. So he said that both dinim, Orla and Kilay Akerem, are the same din, which is that one is permitted to eat, even if one knows it's coming from this Kilay Akerem, as long as you yourself are not the one who picked it out of the field, as long as it's the non-Jew is picking it. Samalei Levi the Shmuel Ayoch Sofik Sipikli Va'ana Ichol. Right, so and this is the same. We have two stories here. And Rav Avi of Rav Barchanan Sviku Svuki LaHadadi. So in these instances, we just said that it means that you yourself cannot pick the vegetation out of the Kilei Karim. So in these instances, Levi says to Shmuel, right, Ayoch the Ari, right, used to, or the lion, the great one, supplies to me. I mean, if you pick and you take it out of there, then I don't have a problem eating it, as long as you don't tell me about it. Same thing. They should create a suffix for each other, meaning that they used to pick from these fields with before, not in front of the other one, and then they ate it, right? And this is talking about, has to be talking about Orla. Because by Kilei HaKerem, we said what? That if they picked from suffix Kilei HaKerem, then even, right, even if you didn't, even if you see him doing it, it's not a problem. So here, when it says shalom b'fanai, means don't do it in front of me. Right, means that if they picked it, safek ola, from another place, and then they gave it to the other individual now doesn't have to be choshesh where it came from, doesn't have to think about where it came from. Again, we are mekel, very mekel with the gabe safek ola in chutzlars, and also the gabe safek kilei akerim in chutzlars. If you're going to ask me, oh, wait, safek ola in chutzlars is halacha l'moshe v'sinai. If it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai, then why are we saying safek is the kula? So you set up the chumra. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. So Amrei Harifei de Pumpadita, the sharp ones of Pumpadita, which, you know, from the other Gemara, there is our Eifa, Eifa, and Abime Bein Eivu Chava, they're from Pumpadita. Ein Orla Chutzlars. Orla does not exist at all in Chutzlars. Shachua Rav Huda Kamei de Rav Yochanan. So Rav Huda sent this over to Rav Yochanan to see what he had to say. Shachlei Sotum Sveika Ve'avad Vada. When it comes to Safek, you're truthfully right. The Safek Orla and Chutzlaretz is Muteret. But Satum. Satum means keep it quiet. Don't paskin that in public, because people are going to be very meekle with the Gabi Orla. So Satum, the Loch is, it's Mutar, but Satum. Abavad, Vada. If it's Vadai Orla, then you have to destroy it, meaning that it's a problem if it's Vadai Orla. Echreza Perutam, Shutunin Gniza. And then you should be machbis on these people's payroll that these mekilin here, who say there's no such thing as Orla, that they have to be going to their payroll, because that's not true. Anybody who thinks there's no Orla on Chutzlar should have no grandchildren, no descendants. I mean, they have no trace of him, because he's mashlich chevel b'karat b'kal Hashem. Right, because they are not, right, following, meaning that they are rejecting that which is appropriate for the Goral Hashem, and therefore they should not be, right, they should not be considered, they should not continue to have children or lineage within the Klal Yisrael. The Imbu Kaman Sabruah. Where do these Harife de Pumpadita, where do they get such a position? So my says, if you had the Tanya, you have a Braisa. Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Ben Durmaska, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Lili, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Lezer Agado. Ein Orla, Chutzlarts. So we have a huge chain of Mesora from Rabbi Lezer Agado that there is no such thing as Orla, but Chutzlarts. Velo, what do you mean? Va'anantan, who's in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Afachadash. Right, he's the one who adds an addition to Kilayim and Orla in our Mishnah. He says Afachadash. If he says Afachadash, that implies that Kilayim and Orla are also Asurim in Chutzlars. And yet here we have a, right, we have a Brisa that's stating that Rabbi Elazar Gadol believes.
Is it the same guy?
Yes, it's the same one. So Gemara says, no problem, tzni chadash. Amend the Mishnah to read chadash. Drop the word af, right, just write chadash. Which means that he disagrees with kilayim and orla, but he says chadash is a surah b'chutz la'aretz.
So we have three shittos.
Correct. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, orla b'chutz la'aretz halacha l'moshe sinai. So that's the opinion that we have, and that's the way we think of it, that orla and chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe sinai. So Amalei, so he has here Rabbi Gra eliminates Rabbi Zeira from here and says Amalei Ravasi Ba'atanya. Then we have a Brisa, Savik Orla Ba'aretz Asur Basuria Mutar, and then we know by Chutzlaretz is that he's able to be irayed with locate. So he says Yishlomim Shachadah. So what's the problem? If it is Allah Kolamoshim Sinai, how could you then be Mekel in Chutzlaretz? Whether it's Surya, whether it's really Chutzlaretz, having to be Mekel, grabbing Allah Kolamoshim Sinai. Allah Kolamoshim Sinai is a din do raisa, in a sense. It's a, right, and it should have a suffix Allah Kolamoshim Sinai. It should have a din the Chumra. So how could you be Mekel in these instances? Amalei, Eima Kach Neamar. This is exactly the Allah Kolamoshim Sinai Sinai was stated in such a manner that Tzveika Mutar, Bada'o Asur. I mean, that is exactly Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is not that Orla in Chutz Laretz is Asura. No, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that Orla in Chutz Laretz, when it's Vada'i Orla is Asur. When it's Sofek Orla in Chutz Laretz, it's Mutar. And that is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Not that we're saying there is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and then we have a Sofek, Legabe Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rather, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai addressed the Sofek and said that Sofek is Mutar. And therefore, you avoid the problem of saying that you have a Sofek, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we're going to Kulo. That's not the case. The case is that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai said Sofek is Mutar. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lokim ala Kilayim Devar Torah. So when it comes to the Kilayim, and our gears, it doesn't have this. Rashi's gear says Lokim al Kilayim b'chutz laretz. Right, is something where looking al Dvar Torah means that midoraisa you're looking on kilayim in Chutz Laretz. So how could that be? Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Ranan Tznan, kilayim midivrei sofrim. That when it comes to kilayim in Chutz Laretz, it's only midirabonon. So how could you suggest that you're looking on it in a Torah? So kasha can be kilay akerim, kain be karvat hilan. That depends on what type of kilayim you're talking about. When you're talking about kilay akerim, right, then we're talking about in din derabonon in Chutz Laretz. When you're talking about harkavat ilan, then you're talking about a din deoraisa in Chutz Laretz. Kiddushmo, what's that from? The Amar Shmo. Moshmo says, et hukotai tishmoru. So et hukotai tishmoru, what does that mean? Chukim shechakakti lechakvar. These are principles that I've already established for you. What are these? That sounds like that these are principles that existed prior to Matan Torah. What principles were established or there before Matan Torah? That is that demhem tcha lo tirbiya kilayim sadcha lo tizra. So these things, these halachot, seem to pre-exist the giving of the Torah. So what does that mean? As Rashi says over here, the shehizir b'nei Noach ubanav alehem, that this restriction of kilei behima and what seems to be now kilei sadeh apply not only to Jews but apply to non-Jews as well. Ma behem techar bahar ba'a asadcha bahar kava. When we're talking about sadeh here, we're not talking about kilei sadeh like planting in the sense that you're planting mixed seeds, but rather hakava, just like harba'at behima is with the goof of behema. So too over here, the sadcha, we're talking about the goof. How do you do it with the goof that's going on there? You do grafting of trees on such a land. Uba behem techanoeg ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz ba'aretz, just like behema is a halacha in not in Chovas HaKarka, it's in Chovas HaGuf, and therefore it applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. Avsadcha noeg ben baretz ben b'chutz laretz, so of application eats outside of Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, that's what Shmuel's saying. Harkava, when it comes to grafting, that outside of Eretz Yisrael is a din d'oraisa. When it comes to planting, kilay akerem, that is only a din d'rabonon when it comes to Chutz Laretz.
I didn't understand the
rule of the parable. Also, Rashi says that it should have said Shmartim et Chukotai instead of saying et Chukotai Tishmolo. So the fact that it switched around, the hukotai to the front end tells you that it's hukim shekvar, that they were there beforehand. Okay. Where it says, ve'elaktim sadcha. Sadcha is in the possessive form, which means your fields. Now, the only time we talk about possessive sadeh is when we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, which Hashem gave to us. Sadcha does not have application outside of Eretz Yisrael. So where it says, ha'olim u'tei zera'im shebechutz laretz. That's exactly what it comes to tell you, is that kilei zera'im, or kilei akerem, doesn't have application in Chutz Laretz. It's only a din derabona when it comes in Chutz Laretz. So harkava, grafting, is a din d'oraisa in Chutz Laretz, whereas kilei zera'im or kilei akerem is only a din derabona in Chutz Laretz. Rav Chanan v'Rav Anan have a shakli ve'azli b'orcha. They're walking along the way. Chazul agavrot kazor zera'im b'adei dodi. So they saw that this guy was planting kilei akerem. Or kilayim, either way. Amalei nitei mar nishmatei. Right, so let's finish him off. I mean that this guy is over in Easter derabbana. Let's finish him off. Amalei lo chaveritu. He said to him, you guys don't know the real halachos of kilayim. Vitu. And another case, chazul avgavra the kazari chite v'sarei begufnei. Saw that a guy was planting wheat and barley inside of his vineyard. Amalei nitei mar nishmatei. Again, you know, let's take his life. Meaning that he should be punished for the fact that he is violating the Isur Rabbanan, because now he's planting kilayim in Chutz Laretz. Amalei lo tzaharitu. Some of the word tzohar, tzohar tzaseh lateva. It's you guys are not enlightened with the gabei halachos of kilayim. Why is this? Because lo kaimelon ki lo kaimelon ki Rabbi Oshia, it's a pitmia. Don't we hold like Rabbi Oshia? The Amar Achizra Chita, this is the Urah, Bechatan Min Poletiat. The only time one is chayev for Kilaya Kerem is when you plant both two grains plus a gefen seed plus a, you know, part of the vineyard together in one shot. In order to be chayev for Kilaya Kerem, you need actually have three seeds. You need a barley, chita, and wheat, and a grape seed together and plant them all in one shot. Excuse me. That will generate an Iser Kilaya Kerem. So now, what was he answering him in these two cases? In one case, in the first case, the guy was only planting Kilei Zraim. We just said that Kilei Zraim does not have application. I mean, if he's planting chita, the Sora, and Chutzlarz, that has no application. I mean, the only thing that's also in Chutzlarz is Kilaya Kerem. Number two is that when he did see him planting Kilaya Kerem, he says, wait, you're not, he says, but then why don't you punish him? He's over Yisur Darabon. He says, wait, in Eretz Yisrael, where it's all right, the only Yisur is when you plant all three things in one shot, when you're planting the Chita, Sora, and Gefen in one shot. Over here, the vineyard already existed, and he's planting wheat and barley in there. In Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't even be Chayav del Raisa there. We don't have, then you can't say there's an Yisur Darabon and Chutz Laretz for such a case if we hold like Rabbi Oshia. Now, the question about what the source is for Rabbi Oshia's position, Rashi says, oh, I don't know. Time to Rabbi Oshia lo yidana. I don't know what the reasoning behind Rabbi Yoshia's position is that you have to have all three of them in one shot. He says, the fact that it says, umapolet yad, that you have to do it in one planting, that Rashi says I can give you a source for, because it says, lo tizrak karmacha kilayim, that you're not allowed to plant your kerem with kilayim. That mashma is zriyat kerem atzma tiyah bikilayim. That the kilayim is already, at the point of zriyah, you already have that kilayim in your hand. Exactly. So that he understands. He says, but where did he get this source for the fact that there are three things that you have to have chita, sora, and gefen? He says, I don't know where that came from. Now, Tosfos offers an interpretation. He says that it only has to do with kilei akerem as opposed to kilei zraim. Kilei zraim can be any two minim, and that would be classified as kilei zraim. When it comes to kilei akerem, this requirement of three minim, right, is only from the fact that there is three. And he says, where do I know this from? Because he says, karmacha lo tizrak kilayim. Right, so that, he says that it has to be kilayim, kodem shiavo the keren. So what does it mean, kilayim before it comes to the keren? That means that you have two zraim, which makes it into kilayim, right? But kilei zraim, the requirement, it says, Lotis Rasad Chakilayim. So there, it only once it reaches the ground, or in the Sadeh, does it need to be Kilayim. So that's the way Tosfos describes the difference. When it comes to Kilei Zraim, right, the Kilayim only has to be once it hits the ground. So therefore, if you plant two seeds into the ground, already in the ground, that'll be considered Kilayim. As opposed to that, when it says, Lotis Rasad Chakilayim, when it comes to Kilei Akaran, right, which it says, Kamacha Lotis Rakilayim, that sounds like already before you reach the kerem, it's already kilayim. And what does that mean? That you already have in your hand, you have an additional form of kilayim. What's that kilayim? That's the chita and the sora in your hand is kilayim. And that kilayim you plant together with the gefen into the field. So that's why Tosfos tries to create a differentiation between zera, which is regular zera. You have to have only two things. Whereas kilayim kerem, you require three. Because you have to have kilayim, which would be kilei zraim, before you even plant in the kerem to generate, right, kilei hakerem. Right, it's not so mukhrach from what I would say from Tosfos. But again, the difference here is a clear difference is that by kilei hakerem you require three items, and by kilei zraim you only require two items, and I will see that from a second now in the story. So because now they have actually three halachot. We have halacha of kilei zraim, which will not apply in kuzlars at all. There's no problem. You have kilei hakerem, which will apply dirabanon, right, in the kuzlars. And then you have last thing, which is harkava dilan, which is grafting, which is an isur deoraisa in chutzlar. So you have these three categories of kilayim and chutzlar, and they have different dinim. One's deoraisa, that's grafting. One's derabona, that's kilei akerem. And then you have kilei zraim, which is mutar in chutzlar, according to the Gemara at this point. And now we're going to bring an example of that. That Rav Yosef, ma'arev, bizrane, bizera. Rav Yosef used to plant, not in a kerem, but he used to mix up flax and grain seeds together. So Supreme. Wait, how could you be playing like this? We know that it says that you kilayim is an isur derabonan in chutzlaretz. Amalei lokasha can't be kilei akerim, can't be kilei zraim. So this answer again: kilei zraim mutar in chutzlaretz. Kilei zraim asur mide rabonan. Harkava is asur mide oraisa.
Until we saw Rav Chanan and Rav Anan, we didn't know that, right? So Rav Chanan and Rav Anan introduced that shilu to us.
Right, well, no, actually, from Shmuel we know that because he says, Sadcha, ha, ul, di, mute, zraim, shabachutzlaris, right? That was the mute in Shmuel's language. Right, that Sadcha, it sounds like Kilayim only applies inside of Eretz Israel.
We would understand that it's in Kilayim and Zraim. In other words, we wouldn't make the field with Kilayim yet.
Yeah.
All we know is that
oh, right, our cover, right.
You know, our cover is there.
Correct.
Everything
that's
else seems to that point. Everything else is
correct. The differentiation between Zraim and Kilayim, right, comes out of Rav Anan and Rav Hanan, right? That's correct. Okay. Right. So now, Gemara says Kilay Hakerem Dibaretz Asurim Behana. Right, because what is the differentiation, or why do we have such a differentiation between Kilei Kerem and Kilei Zraim? How come Rabbanim only goes there on Kilei Kerem in Chutz La'aretz and not Kilei Zraim? That's because when it comes to Kilei Kerem Daba Aretz, Asurim Ba'ana, the Isur of Kilei Kerem is so stringent, not only Asur Ba'Kila, it's also Asur Ba'ana. So there for Chutz La'aretz, now he goes to Behu Rabbanim. So Rabbanim made him zero in Chutz La'aretz. Kilei Zraim, Daba Aretz, Lo Asiri Ba'ana, right, Kilei Zraim, that are only Asur Ba'Kila and not Asur Ba'ana in Eretz Israel, Chutz La'aretz is because Rabbanan. Rabbanan goes there, they didn't need to, or they didn't feel it was necessary. Adamar Yosef, La Milsi. After Rabbi Yosef went ahead and planted this Kilei Zraim, based on his position or his belief that there's a differentiation between Kilei Kerem and Kilei Zraim, he says, you know what, I'm wrong. I shouldn't have done this. The Amre de Rav, Zara Ginta de Bei Rav. Rav planted a garden for the base measures of Rav. What does that mean? It used to be for feed the students. He planted vegetables, Mishari, that they planted different patches of vegetables. They didn't mix them up. They planted each vegetable patch separately. My time, huh? Why did they plant them? He says they could have planted them just any way they wanted. Must be that they had thought there was a problem with planting multiple species together because you have a problem with kilayim. This will go against the position that Rabbi Yosef just established. Amalei Abaye, who before was the one who questioned Rabbi Yosef's position, now comes back and supports Rabbi Yosef's position and says, Arba Bishloma, Yashmi'inad, had he said that they planted it Arbal Arba Ruchot Aruga. When they planted the vegetation, they planted four different ones on the four sides of the Aruga. This is based on Achad Benson, one of the middle chapters. What you said makes sense. It's based on the Mishnah Shabbos. The Mishnah Shabbos says that you can plant in a field, right? You can plant in a patch, a shishat fachin. You can get five different species in there, and it would not be a problem of kilayim. How do you do that? You plant four on each border and one in the middle. So you see, if they were makbid to put it in such a format, then that would be right. You're right, you're talking about kilei zraim. But over here, how do you know they didn't plant them right up against each other? How do you know they're not yonig from each other? They're not doing it according to the halachic prescription of how to plant it. So what is it? So over here, he says, halacha mishum noy. In other words, in one possible is they plant it like it doesn't look nice to have each patch, or the more likely scenario is, that instead they didn't want to be tereach the people who worked the fields and had to bring the stuff in. I mean, if they ask them for some tomatoes, they don't have to go looking for the tomatoes. They know all the tomatoes are in one patch. You know, the cucumbers are all in one patch. So it's a matter of convenience, not a matter of halachic or halachic precedence. Right. So therefore, and we do pass in the halacha that way, even though Rabbi Yosef says that he reverses his position, but because of comes in and supports him, we hold a lacha like Rav Yosef that Kilei Zraim is not a surah in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, next Mishnah. Kolo simit zachat meitigin lo umarichin lo yamav no chelat aretz. So anybody does one mitzvah, meitigin lo sounds like b'olam hazeh, he has a good life here, marichin lo yamav has a long life, the no chelat aretz sounds like the olam haba, he also gets olam haba. Right then, b'chol she'eino se mitzvah achat, and whoever doesn't do such a thing, ein mitzvah lo, ein marichin lo yamav, ein no chelat aretz. Right, the negative formulation of what we said before. Here it means, the first question is from the Mishnah we say every day. El dvarim shadam ukel perotem olam hazeh, v'akdirin kayemet lo olam haba. These are things that when people eat from them, they benefit from them in this world, they get scar from them in this world, and karen kayemet, but they still help them in the olam haba. Ve'elohim, kibud avim, gimlut chasadim, hanasat orchim, avat shalom ben adam lechmero, v'tamu torah k'neged kulam. Guess what's not, that doesn't sound like an exhaustive list of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. How come our Mishnah is stating that any mitzvah you do, you get benefit in this world and benefit in the olam haba? We have a a list here in the Braisa, right, that sounds like right, only these specific mitzvot have this benefit. How could you say that everything has this benefit? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Achim Kamar, this is what it means. Kolosim mitzvachat yitzera av zchuyotav meitimin lo. V'dom mishim ekeim kolosorah kula. So our Mishnah is talking about if one person does one more mitzvah, I mean, he has an equal number of mitzvot than Averot, does one more mitzvah, it's as if he's mekayim b'kol haTorah Tura and he gets all these benefits. Michlaus, what's the inference from this? So it sounds from this that if the Armish is talking about all mitzvot, and what's talking about all mitzvot means that you're machriya the scale, that one mitzvah put you over the edge and now you have more mitzvot, then it sounds like these mitzvot, that you don't have to be weighing in on the scale, that if you just do one of them, then you're set. So if you do any of these mitzvot, you're all set. So Amar Rav Shemaya, no, Lomar, Shem Haita Shkul, Ah, Machret. So the benefit of these mitzvot is that even if you're equal, they're able to push you over the edge. Meaning that when it comes to other mitzvot, you actually have to do the additional mitzvah to get you over the edge. When it comes to these, if among your mitzvot that is making you equal now, one of these mitzvot is in there, they will push you over without having to do an additional mitzvah. The Gemara, it's interesting the way that it's so the dakdek on exactly what, right, exactly what we're having here. Tosfos also points out that we know from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, right, that's the middle of chesed that we say in the Shloshim Sri Midos, says that if you are equal, Hashem does mi chesed, it pushes you over the edge. So Tosfos says, well, the difference here will be that when Hashem does it, you'll still be classified as a benoni. You're classified as a benoni, but he'll push you over and everything will be okay. Whereas over here, if you do the extra mitzvah, then you'll be classified as a tzaddik. That's a tzaddik gomor already. If I have more mitzvot, then I'll be rook. Again, that such a fine-tooth comb is what determination between a benoni and tzaddik gomor. Just interesting as a whole. So then, now continue, Rav Shmai is spending our mission of a whole the holosim mitzvah chatzit tiras chuyotas. So Rav Shmai comes to explain, and then meitivin lo. Right, so that's it, that whatever does one is meitivin lo. Now, reminu, now we have a problem. Why? Because we have a price that says like this, kos chuyotav mirubim me'avonotav. Right, anybody who has more chuyot than avonot, meirin lo. Right, then they do things, bad things happen to him. The doma kamish yisarif kol haTorah kula. So he burnt the whole Torah, but the shermim and he didn't leave anything over to it. So here, what? He has more zchuyot than averot, and what do we say? Everything bad happens to him. Why? Why does everything bad happen to him? So at least at this point, we believe, or Rashi believes it to this point, is because we want him to benefit in Olam Haba. So in order to clear him of all his bad stuff, or to be memarik, he's him from all the avonot, they give him Yisurim Olam Hazeh, so he can be Nochel Olam Haba. Anybody who has more avonot than zchuyot, meitivin lo, they have he gets a good life here. But don't make me shekayim kol haTorah kula, as if he kept the whole Torah, but lo chiser otachat mimena, he didn't leave anything out. So what do you see from this? You see from this bright song that when you actually have more mitzvot than averot, you don't get a benefit. You don't have a good life here. You have a bad life here because they want to clean you up so you'll have a better Olam Haba. But our mission, the way we're interpreting it now, our mission is saying that the way we're explaining it is that if you do one more mitzvah than avera, meitivin lo, right, v'olam hazeh, and no chelat haaretz, and he gets Olam Haba. So our mission says good, you get a good life when you're one mitzvah over the thing. And then we have a price that says when you're one mitzvah over, things go bad for you because they want to clean you up. So how could it be? So you have two solutions to the problem. Okay, so Bayis says when we're talking about Meitivin Lo and our Mishnah, when it says Meitivin Lo, that means Yom Tov or Yom Bish. What does it mean, Yom Tov, a good day or a bad day? So now, the way Rashi explains this, Yom Tov and Yom Bish means, what's a good day? For someone who has more mitzvot than averot, what's a good day? A good day is a bad day. I mean, when things go bad, that's good for him, because then he'll end up Nochel HaTaretz. So that's the way Rashi explains it, Yom Tov and Yom Bish. When our Mishnah says, Meitivin Lo, they do him a favor. What favor do they do to him? They clean him up. And when they clean him up, then everything will be good for him, and Nochel HaTaretz. And Yom Bish is referring to the guy who has more averot. Why? Because Yom Bish for him, what's a bad day for him is that they actually give him his schar in Olam Hazeh. So that's the way Rashi interprets it.
But the Mishnah says you get also Olam Hazeh also.
Right. Well, that's one problem. And the next problem will be here. Rabbi Amar Hamani Rabbi Yaakovi. The Rabbi says, who's the author of our Mishnah? Who's the author of this? Right. Says Rabbi Yaakov. Amar schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. But there is no schar mitzvot in this world, and therefore he's the author of the Brisa that says we don't. There's no. We don't talk about schar mitzvah Olam Hazeh. that whatever is happening in this world is all has to do with Olam Haba. Now, what Tosfos' problem with Rashi's interpretation is that Rashi seems to be saying that Abaye also has this position of Rabbi Yaakov. Because the way Rabbi is explaining it now is that Rabbi Yaakov is both the author of our Mishnah and the Braisa. Because the way Rashi sets up Abaye, there is no, we're not talking about Shechar Mitzvot, but everything is about cleaning, right, cleaning up for Olam Haba, or right, making sure that you either do or don't get it. So that means that from the Gemara, it sounds like we only introduced Rabbi Yaakov when Rava came along. Whereas when Rashi, the way Rashi is interpreting Abaye, it sounds like he also knew about Rabbi Yaakov, but he was holding like Rabbi Yaakov. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam suggests that when he say Yom Tov and Yom Bish, both of them are talking about Olam Hazeh, means in this world, that the way we explain, you have Metivin Lo in the Braisa is Perush Amasnisan, is explaining the Mishnah. Sometimes they give him a good day in order that he gets his Char in this world. And on that day, it will feel like, for that individual, will feel like he's doing everything right. Right? About Rov Yomav Shel Rasha, but the most of the days, the majority of the life of a Rasha will be bad. And there behind you, Shavano Tobin will be Maschiotah. So our Mishnah is saying there will be, in general, what's the general principle of a Rasha? Bad life. Right, things will not be good for him. Ah, you're going to see some days that a Rasha has a good day. So that's what the Bryce explained. When you see a Rasha having a good day, that's because they're trying to give him his Kar Mitzvah, Be'olam Hazeh. And that's what the Bryce is explaining about the Mishnah. And same thing the other way around. The Mishnah says if you do right, if you're more mitzvot, then things will be good for you. Even for a person who's good, there'll still be bad days. How do you explain those bad days? That the Braisa comes along and says, well, explain these bad days, what? That means that they're trying to clean you up so that things will get your punishment for your Beirot here, so things will be cleaned up, Yolam Abba. So according to Tosfos's explanation, you benefit the fact that the general answer is that yes, there is Shechar Mitzvot of Olam Hazeh, and generally a tzaddik will have a good life, and generally a rasha will have a poor life. The Braisa just come to explain the exceptions to that, or the exceptions to the rule in one's life. Whereas Rashi seems to say the interpretation of the Braisa is the Mishnah, meaning that the Mishnah and Braisa are synonymous in the sense that they look at Tov and Ra in the exact same way, which is that Yom Tov means bad things happen, and Yom Ra means good things happen, and that Tosfos is not necessarily willing to accept. And then, obviously, it's not like Rabbi Yaakov, the way Rabbi Tosfos is explaining Abaye, because there's Shechar Mitzvah according to this. Alright, so now we say, Yomar, so what is this? The Tanya, we have to explain who this Rabbi Yaakov is. The Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, in the Chakom Mitzvah u'mitzvah shubah v'Torah, shumatan shcharah v'tzidah. By the way, these mitzvahs in the Torah that you have, where the benefit or the reward, the mitzvah is right there. And it must have to do with tchiyas amesim. Why is that? It says, that one will get a light, and things will be good for you. So both kibud avim and shulach hakan have a promise of harachas yamim, that you have a long life. So that you should go up into this tower, and bring me some young chicks back, or bring me some eggs back. But although the B-Rab Shalaka, the aim goes up there, shoots away the mother bird, and he brings down the chicks, and on his way back, he falls down and dies. Right, he did all things that have a rakas yamim. What type of good life and what type of long days is this for this individual? So, obvious question is, who said this case? A rabbit. I mean, Alright, so we'll have a second. Elaman, very good. Excellent. So remembers. Elamani Tavlach, the Olam Shul Kulo Tov. Right, but Elamani Tavlach means for the world that is Kulo Tov. Elamani Yerichun Yimecha, the Olam Shul Kulo Aruch. So the world that is so long, which means that all the Shechar we're talking about here is Shechar the Olam Haba. I will note over here that's interesting that before when Rabbi Yaakov brought the Braisa down, he said that all these mitzvahs are the Tchiyas HaMeitim. And then when he explained it, he says that the explanation is Olam Haba. So you see that he's seen the two as synonymous, that Olam Haba is Tchiyas HaMeitim. When Tchiyas HaMeitim comes, that is Olam Haba, which is negative the Rambam's interpretation. He sees Tchiyas HaMeitim and Olam Haba as two distinct items and have nothing to do with each other. I mean that Tchiyas HaMeitim still deals with the goof. According to Rambam, there's no goof to the Olam Haba. Other Rishonim disagree, but I'm saying that the way this Gemara is formulated, it sounds not like the Rambam, who differentiates between Tchiyas HaMeitim and Olam Haba. Here they seem to think they are synonymous. Tchiyas HaMeitim brings one to the point of Olam Haba. Right, now, the Dilma law of Hafi Haba, right? Who says that ever such a case ever happened? So it says, Rabbi Yaakov Masa Chazal, Rabbi Yaakov saw such a case. How do you know this guy who's going up the tower wasn't thinking about something wrong along the way there? So it says, when it comes to Jews, a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not take any bad thoughts and make them as if you've done them. A bad thought remains a bad thought unless you execute on that thought. But wait a minute, there are some one exception to that. If you think about a Bodhisattva, that the month posted big Israel believe bound. Hashem caught them or grabbed them for that which they had in their hearts. And when that parak in the Yechezkel is talking about Avodah Zorah. So when it says, you and Ami, Hochi Kamar, this is exactly what he said. Isak adat chaskar mitzvah alma, amai lo adin mitzvot ale. Why didn't they, if there is chaskar in this world, why didn't they scar the mitzvah protect him? Take it, lotei, they hear. He shouldn't have come to a hearer of a rap.
That's
part of the schar is that he's protected from doing something wrong. Rama Rabbi Lazar, and why is that? Because Lukei Mitzvah in his token. We know that there's a principle that anybody who is executing a mitzvah or doing going out to do a mitzvah, they are not hurt. So it says, Hatam Ali Chatam, right, shiny. So there, over there, it's on the way to do the mitzvah. Here he's on his way back. The Gemara says, right? The Gemara says, they're both on their way and the way back, you're protected. The Gemara says, Sulam ra'u ahava, that he climbed up a bad ladder. It was a ladder that wasn't really so strong. The Kviya Hazeka, that is something where it's common for something bad to happen. Whenever you're dealing with something that is a common problem or common, or it would be very likely that something bad will happen, we don't say then you're protected. We say that is not so many chalanes. And our proof for this is Hashem sent Shmuel to go take care, do this, right, bring this korban, go to the Zvicha, and also the, by David HaMelech. He says, Shaul's going to hear about this and he's going to kill me. What do you mean? He's doing the mission. Because it was Shmuel. It's very likely that this ain't gonna, he's not going to get away with this if Shaul hears about this. Therefore, he can't be so many chalanes. So Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, like Shaul suggested before, Imale Darshe Acher Lahai Krug Rabbi Yaakov, Barbarate, had Acher Darshan the Pasuk, like Rabbi Yaakov, his grandson, son of his daughter, it's pretty amazing, right? Lokata, he would never have sinned, right? As if Acher my right, my who? What is that case? He saw the exact same thing that Rabbi Yaakov said, and therefore he left. He said, it's not worth it. Look at this. Look what happens here. Right, the chutzpit ha-meturgeman is one of the people mentioned in the Asarei Churug Hasara Arugei Malchut. They cut out his tongue, and he saw his tongue being dragged around. Gari lay dover akra, that it was a pig dragging along the ground. This tongue that spoke jewels of Torah is getting dragged one thing, Nafak Khatai went out and sinned. So either way, but that's the same idea that Acher didn't look at it literally, and therefore he couldn't understand how this guy going up the tower could ever die. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov comes and says, I saw this also, and I can't, the only way to explain it to say that means Olam Haba, that means there's no Schar Mitzvah, the Olam Hazeh. Rabbi Ratubi Bar Rabbi Kisna, the rabba. It's not full of mitzvah even though asa in lo asa lo. Sounds like only if you do the mitzvah, right? Reminu yoshav lo avar veira. I know the most karkos mitzvah. Someone who sits and does nothing, but he's not over in avera, he gets it as he gets reward for not violating any yisurim. So I'm like, often going to bad avar veira adov and kill him. Just sitting around and not doing avera is no benefit. Not doing avera is when you're presented with the opportunity to do an avera and you don't do it. That's considered to be a benefit. It's the case of a panina bar puppy that this matron proposed to him that he should do some illicit activity with her. Amar Milsa, so he whispered something. He broke out in boils and blisters so that she would not be attracted to him or he'd be unpleasant to be with. So Abdahi, so she, you know, she said touche. She also Abdahi Milsa, she mumbled something. Vitsa, and it got better. Right? So Ara Tasha, so he ran away. Tasha Bahu Bebani, he went and hid in this bathhouse. This guy been learning to train. When two people used to go into this bathhouse, Apilu Be Yomama, even during the day, have a mitzake, they would get hurt, right? Because there was some sort of magic that was there. And then when you get in there, even Bezuko, the people were not protected, meaning that it was a dangerous place to be. Right, exactly, very good. So they have mitzake, so they ran in there. The Malchar, Amalei Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan found them in the bathhouse the next day. Man Natra, who to took care of you overnight. How could you be in this bathhouse all alone? So Amalu, Shneidel say, Kesar Shamroni. Two of the guards of the Kesar, I mean two people of the army, were staying with their Kol HaLaila. Amalu, they said to him, that ain't true. Shema Dvar Erba Bali Yotchav, and he told him, Enu, must have been that you had some sort of Dvar Erba that came to you, and you were saved from it. In Tanina, we have a braisa that says, Kol HaBad Dvar Erba Bali Yotchav, and he told him, Enu, Osim Lo Neis. Anybody who has an opportunity to violate the Dvar Erba and rejects it or does not do it, right? Not from Lanais, and that must have been what happened here to you, the fact that you were able to go into this bathhouse overnight alone, not get injured. It must have been that something like this happened. And he himself was being an unlove when he said to them that it was Shneidel say Kesar, and that he didn't want to tell them that the reason that he was saved was because exactly that he had overcome his Yetzer HaRa. Right, we'll stop here.